two Vermont immigration rights activists who were arrested by ICE agents were released on bail today and are back in Vermont. A third was denied bail by a federal immigration judge in a Boston court Monday. VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports.
The mood outside the courtroom was decidedly somber after the bail hearings for three Vermont activists concluded. Many of the more than 100 people who'd been loudly chanting earlier in the day had dispersed, but a few dozen folks gathered around the activist attorney, Matt Cameron.
This is a very hard day for all of us because we didn't have a complete win. Alex Carrillo is still in custody, and I'm very sorry to say that.
Alex Carrillo Sanchez has worked as a dairy farmer in Vermont for the past 7 years. He's married to a U.S. citizen with whom he has a 4-year-old daughter. Carrillo was charged with a DUI in 2016, which the state dismissed last week. But on Monday, a federal immigration judge ruled that Carrillo was still a public safety risk. He made the decision after hearing evidence from the police report indicating that Carrillo had driven his car 30 feet off the curb into the grass, and that his blood alcohol content was higher than 0.1. The judge denied Carrillo release on bail. Even before hearing this news, outside with the protesters, Carrillo's wife, LaMarie Data, was distraught that her husband had been arrested.
Because of this new Trump law, you're guilty until proven innocent. And they don't care if they have families, they don't care if they're loved by the community. They're just after people.
Data is referring to a recent executive order by the Trump administration that significantly widens the net of people ICE is prioritizing for deportation, including those who have been charged with a criminal offense but not convicted. Data says it's been particularly difficult on her 4-year-old daughter.
She knows Daddy is in jail. Of course, she's seen the news. It's just heartbreaking because Enrique is actually her uncle. So when she asked me after they detained Enrique, she said to me, "Mommy, are they going to take you too?"
Data says she and her husband are in the process of filing paperwork for him to get a green card through his marriage to her, a U.S. citizen. Back in the courtroom, where recording devices are not allowed, the judge also heard arguments about migrant justice activists Enrique Balcazar and Zuli Palacios. The two were arrested last week in Burlington. ICE representatives said in an email that Palacios was arrested because she'd overstayed her visa by about 8 months. And they arrested Balcazar because he was also in the car and is living in the U.S. without documentation. Neither person has a criminal record. The judge set a bail of $2,500 each for the two activists. Migrant Justice says the bails were paid by an anonymous donor. The two return to Vermont this evening, where they await the next hearing. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.